Welcome to Wyoming Sports Talk today for a Monday afternoon. Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti. The week that was Super Bowl week leading up to the game yesterday.
What a bore that was.
Furloughed workers getting back to work and getting paid as the government tries to put people back to work. And then a coach at LCCC was put out of work and then put back to work. So we have with us soccer coach.
Reinstated soccer coach, and apparently also two new men's basketball head coach as well, too, according to the paper.
According to the newspaper. Anyway, Jim Garner joins us. And Jim, first off, we say welcome back. And again, you know, without throwing a lot of softball questions out either, first off, congratulations on your reinstatement. Again, a lot of folks spoke up on your behalf, and it's a testament to the job that you have done all the way from our youth to our junior collegiate program over at LCCC.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that. Yeah, there was a lot of outpouring of support, and humbled and grateful for that.
Now, to get it from your side, and again, we have offered Athletic Director Clark Rasmussen to speak as well.
Yeah, which he respectfully declined last week.
And he declined, and we respect that. Again, things that you don't want to answer, I'm okay with that too. What led to the initial termination?
I think it was just a disagreement between Mr. Rasmussen and myself, and then it kind of went down the line to the vice president, and then from there probably to HR and lawyers and Mr. Schaefer, and from there. But it came down as a surprise. It wasn't something I was ready for or thought there was anything to do, and I'm still not sure what it's all about 100%.
This kind of disturbs me a little bit. Maybe you can go a little further on this. It was the press release that we received from the media department at LCCC, which kind of left the door open for the NJCAA to come in and look at the program.
And it was a media release that was at least handed out to us late Thursday afternoon. So again, a few days after at least the kind of newspaper report, and at least things were kind of circulating around Cheyenne. It was a few days a little too late as well too, but also too very vague.
But Jim, I want to throw this out. Is there rules violations that are involved in your program?
No, there's no rules violations at LCCC. When they put it out, I don't know if it was the best way to release it, and there were some things that could be read between the lines instead of being firm about it. I think what they wanted to do when they were thinking of going without me was to review the program and include that we were doing what we were supposed to be doing, not that they were going to call in the NJCAA. So I think there was a bit of a misinterpretation, but also maybe could have been released a little better and in more clear wording maybe.
Nick?
Well, and again, going back to how vague that at least that statement was by LCCC, again, this is coming from at least the, again, public relations, again, left opinions, again, where whatever you heard and what we heard, again, left very big question marks, but also, too, rumors were kind of circulated. I mean, what did that do to you for that week, again? You probably heard those rumors or at least that assumptions of what, at least why you were terminated from LCCC, but I mean, to you, I mean, did that have any emotional kind of just like emotional effects on you? I mean, what did that do, learning some of those things that were kind of circulating in town?
Yeah, it was definitely shocking at the time, you know, the first hours afterwards and even the day. So, you know, I was shocked, but I wasn't in shock for the whole week. And so once we got started on trying to figure out what was going on and talk to people about it, probably one of the biggest things that what you just mentioned was people thought it was egregious or something horrible that I did. And I think that you saw on the paper after we talked to Joe that it was misproperly handled. I think it was misproperly handled to the press, but I think they've also recognized their mistakes and not going to do it again, at least in that manner, and hopefully not in the near future.
Take us to the board meeting. And I know, Nick, you were at the board meeting mm-hmm. on Friday. Again, tell us a little bit. A, how you got onto the Board of Trustees agenda, and also to take us a little bit of the outpouring, so to speak, that you had during this hearing. Because, again, Board of Trustees are meeting to talk about this, that, and the other thing, and all of a sudden new business came up, and it was first and foremost. So tell us a little bit about all of those actions that happened on Friday.
Well, during the week, we'd had lots of discussions between friends and I on how to handle it, things like that. And then as we got closer, I know that there was lots of calls and writings or letters or emails to the board, and I know the members got some pressure from different people around town, and you know, players had stepped up and written and talked about it. So I think there was, you know, why did it happen? The press was a little bit maybe leery of what was going on. The press release wasn't so good, so people were asking questions, and most of them were saying, you know, why did it happen this way? So as we got closer, Dr. Schaefer and I got in touch with each other and sat down and talked about it. And he was very apologetic, and I thought very forthright. I had a lot of respect for the way he handled it. And as we got closer to Friday, Thursday night we did talking, and then Friday morning, and then had the board meeting. But I think the reason it got on the agenda is just because of the number of people that had talked, and that it became a big issue.
Also, too, Jim, you know, and it's like myself. I've been in town for 30-plus years, and we know a lot of people. And again, you've had a lot of youngsters go through your programs, whether it's East, and again, too, you've seen how the junior programs have worked, the Stings and all that, and again, at LCCC. So there's a lot of folks that you have been in contact, whether it's parents, youngsters now that are grown-ups and probably, you know, still carrying on the Jim Gardner philosophy of soccer. So a lot of these people rallied behind you right away, and again, it's a matter of what was said by LCCC and your side of the story. So again, you have to be somewhat appreciative how the community rallied around your tenure at LCCC.
Yeah, it's very humbling. You know, I think not only that, the wrestling career, teaching in the elementary, coaching at the high school. You're right, we know a lot of people, and your family's from around here, and you have so many people that you've touched or that they've touched your lives over the time. And I think that was a big pressure that came through, and I was very grateful for it. And like I said, I'm humbled by how many people stepped up and really thought about it. But after you've lived here, it would be expected that that would be something.
You know, and similar to my business, you know, I don't look as people that are advertised, I look at them as friends because we've had relationships, you know, for, you know, going back 30 years now. So I can relate exactly how people would come to your aid. To the family, obviously, when you got this news, it hit you like a ton of bricks, and the emotions that must have went through you and your family throughout last week.
Yeah, you can imagine that was pretty rough. I mean, you know, you're planning on certain things in a couple of years to finish things out, and then all of a sudden, one day it ends, and so pressure changes. You know, my wife and I had a lot of discussion about what we were going to do, and it affected her and my whole family, my in-laws, my parents, you know, my brother and sister-in-laws, my brothers. It just was a big ordeal because it's not something you expect to, and you don't want to have to explain it to them, so you have to do all the take all the time that you have to explain to your families and let them know along with everybody else.
Well, heck, at this point in time for you, Coach, or at least before that even happened, I think we're in the offseason. Recruiting's kind of big right now, trying to get those signees. So, again, that kind of disturbed, at least it had to take your focus away from getting players to, again, your program. Now, with this week, again, obviously it was a week's time, but obviously now you're back as head coach. But were there any ramifications felt within the women's soccer program, whether it was signees just saying, I'm not coming to LCCC anymore? I mean, was there any ramifications from what happened this past week?
I don't know if there's ramifications yet. I haven't been able to tell. You know, I'm still talking to the people that I was talking to before. I don't know if that'll make a difference. I don't think so. But, you know, you never know how the results are really going to be taken until later on. And I think that was part of the whole scenario was the downturn of the program that was going to happen with an interim coach coming in, myself leaving, our kids, some of them wanted to leave, new people that had signed had other opportunities to go different divisions, and there was enough time to do that. So I believe the program would have taken quite a downturn, and we're glad that that's not going to happen and we can make a smooth transition.
Jim, let me ask you this question before we take a break here. It says after the next season, not this season, the next season, you plan to step aside and retire. Was that a compromise, or was that your original plan? Because I didn't see this coming, that you were planning on retiring over the next couple of years.
Well, yeah, I was thinking the next 2-3 seasons. I mean, that's what my wife and I discussed. She's going to retire this year, and so we were thinking we'd see what it led for me. And so, yeah, I think it was a compromise, and I'm not opposed to it. Sometimes things happen, and you get done a little sooner than you thought you would, and maybe it's not all bad.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We are going to continue our conversation with a newly reinstated head coach, Jim Gardner of the LCCC Lady Golden Eagle Soccer Program. We're back after these words right here on 1480 KRA.